This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido said Monday that President Nicolas Maduro is trying to transfer up to $1.2 billion to a bank in Uruguay. Speaking on national television after over a dozen European countries officially recognized him as Venezuela's leader, Guaido claimed, without presenting evidence, that Maduro was moving the money from State Development Bank Bandis to a financial entity in Uruguay. This comes as AP's Charles de Ledesma explains more countries pledged support for Guaido.
Britain has joined Germany, Spain, Sweden and France in recognizing Juan Guaido, with Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt saying Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not called for a new presidential election within the 8-day time limit set, while Sweden's foreign minister says the election that brought Maduro to power was neither free nor fair. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has urged Maduro to move promptly towards a fresh vote, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Guaido is the legitimate interim president. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Even as U.S.-backed forces close in on the very last pockets of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria, the terror group is unfazed, instead preparing to declare victory and retake territory. The sobering assessment by U.S. Central Command and relayed to the lead inspector general for U.S. efforts in Iraq and Syria comes just over a month after U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to withdraw about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, declaring the fight against IS over. The United States is calling on its coalition partners in Syria to take back and prosecute their captured citizens who came to fight for Islamic State. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are holding as many as 900 foreign fighters captured after IS lost most of its territory in Syria. Those fighters include those who came from Europe and elsewhere in the Middle East to join ISIS. This is VOA News. On Tuesday, President Trump is scheduled to give his second State of the Union speech, addressing a new class of Congress that has a record number of minorities and women. AP correspondent Jill Colvin tells us the president faces a different chamber than the one he addressed a year ago.
This is the first time that the president will be addressing a divided chamber. You now have Democrats in charge. You all have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sitting over the president's shoulder in almost every shot of the speech. And that's the backdrop with which he'll be speaking. We've just finished the longest government shutdown in this country's history. We are facing a February 15th deadline when we could possibly re-enter into government shutdown.
That's AP correspondent Jill Colvin. A Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev says that the entire Balkans will have prosperity and lasting peace when Macedonia joins NATO. He spoke in Bulgaria Monday, 2 days before Macedonia signs the accession protocol of NATO headquarters in Brussels. Greece had blocked Macedonia's efforts to join NATO and the EU because of a long-running dispute over the use of the name Macedonia, shared both by a historic region of northern Greece and the former Yugoslav Republic. Despite the backlash from fellow Democrats and rival Republicans, Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has not stepped down after a decades-old racist photo surfaced. He has turned to key aides about what he should do. Meanwhile, as Mike Rossi reports with the AP, the conservative website that first published the photo from Northam's medical school yearbook says it was tipped to the photo.
Patrick Howley, the editor-in-chief of Big League Politics, says a tip led to the discovery of the racist photo in Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook. Howley says a citizen who was upset by Northam's recent comments on abortion legislation tipped off the conservative news site. Friday night, Northam admitted he was in the photo depicting a man in blackface and another in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe, and apologized without saying which costume he was wearing. But on Saturday, Northam denied he was in the photo. The concerned citizen was upset by Northam's comments of support for a bill loosening restrictions on late-term abortions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras heads to Ankara Tuesday. It is the latest effort to improve relations with regional rival Turkey. Territorial and historical disputes have hurt the ties and pushed the two NATO members to the brink of war on more than one occasion. Tsipras will be hosted by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the capital, Ankara. The two leaders have developed a working relationship that has underpinned rapprochement efforts. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.